at the end of a day of voting in Germany's elections. It's too close to call between the country's two largest parties. Exit polls predict the Social Democratic Party and the Christian Democratic Union will each take around 25% of the vote. China's provided more than 1.25 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines for the world. Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the remarks at the opening ceremony of the 2021 Sustainable Development Forum in Beijing via video link. The foreign minister says China's provided development aid to more than 160 developing countries. Earlier, President Xi Jinping announced that China will provide a total of 2 billion doses of vaccines for the rest of the world by the end of this year. China's issued a white paper detailing the demographic development in Xinjiang. It says population growth in the region from 2000 to 2020 was over 1 percentage point higher than the national average. The document says the Uyghur population in Xinjiang increased from 8.3 million in 2000 to over 11.6 million in 2020. Ethiopia's ambassador to Egypt says the Ethiopian embassy in Cairo will temporarily suspend its work for 3 to 6 months. Egypt says the Ethiopian ambassador explained that the decision was based on economic reasons and has nothing to do with the dispute over the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. Ethiopia has recently decided to close dozens of its embassies in many countries due to its economic crisis. UK Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has dismissed suggestions that Britain's facing a fuel shortage amid reports of supply problems across the country. Shapps criticized a road haulage group, which he did not name, for causing a manufactured situation in an attempt to have more European drivers undercutting British salaries. His comment came as frustrated motorists are reportedly getting caught in gridlock as they queue at filling stations across the country. Meanwhile, local media reports suggest that the government's considering using the army to supply fuel stations.